Hello, hello, hello. It's your girl, Angie B, on Crystal's View. And I'm chiming in from all the way in San Antonio, Texas. I'm away for my hourly work, or actually my contract at work. I really love it here. For those of you who don't know, I am licensed within the beauty of industry, and I really enjoy this industry. I don't know if you gather, but if you listen to my blog, I do a lot of stuff. And I think being seasoned in that way actually can be beneficial because it allows you to learn more about who you are and allows you to become a little bit more developed and aware of your environment and the things, you know, that you have, you know of, you know what I mean? So today I just decided to chime on and get on my little podcast here and, you know, say hello to the world because I realized I've gotten busy and I haven't even paid attention to this thing. How often does that happen to you? I've had a lot of changes that actually occur in my personal. So I've been so much on a ship that I've actually neglected my favorite thing to do. And that's just sowing into people and, you know, creating positivity. So what I wanted to do today on today's show was just really talk about that. Like, how often as human beings do we really do that? Like, we get so busy and wrapped up, we forget the things that make us happy. Like, we forget to just, you know, go out there and put ourselves out there and really just give it our all, right? Like, even, okay, let's talk about it. How many of you guys remember in the beginning of the year made those resolutions to go to the gym like every single day this year, or just three times or once a week at least? And how often really have you done that? Okay, I'm not telling you to sit and knock yourself for it, but you know, life happens and it's okay that you've missed it. You just need to realize that you've missed it and just get right back on. That's all. And I think that's the problem with a lot of things like that. People tend to really just take things a little harder than they should. Because, I mean, not everybody likes to fail or fail others, right? I mean, if you're a prayerful person and you really do care, you would feel that way. So I challenge you today to really take a peel back, like really take a step back and look at everything that you said you were going to do this year. Look at what you've done and think about where you would like to go and think about the results that you want. Okay. And that's important because the reason why you want to think about the results is because it's really what's going to keep you motivated. It's your why. And having a why is just so important when you want to achieve something. Because if you achieve something without purpose, then it becomes empty. So you want to achieve something, you have to have a why. What is your reason? Like, my reason, and I'm going to be very like honest, very transparent here. A while back, I was actually diagnosed with cervical cancer. It was, like in early stages of it. I had surgery. They tested, you know, whatever they had to. And they found out that because I had made changes prior to getting diagnosed, that my body was in fact healing itself. Yeah, okay. Some of you guys are going to be listening to my blog right now and be like, this is bullshit. I don't care what you have to feel, what you feel about that. The reality is that's my story. And I have the tests and the surgery and the time frame to prove it. Now, what I'm getting at is that I was devastated when I first got the diagnosis because my only dream was to have kids. and to be alive on this planet, taking care of them and being around for as long as I possibly could. But in that same breath, in that same moment, I was also on another course where I was trying to heal my internals. Yes, I had changed my diet and my lifestyle, but I have an issue with my my digestive system, the primary portions of it, the upper part of the esophagus, where it leads in. I had recently gotten diagnosed with a severe case of Barrett's esophagus, which is another diagnosis that leads to cancer. So needless to say, I am still right now working on ways to fix that. It's hard to eat meals. It's hard to, not think about it. And it's a daunting thing in the back of my head. It's actually the biggest thing to think about. And I don't know why I chose today to be very frank and transparent about it. But the thing is that you just have to make a decision about what you want and what's most important to you. Because I think a lot of people focus on the wrong things. I mean, really and seriously, if you died tomorrow, would it matter? That's the question you should ask when you're trying to actually strive for a strong why. If I died, would it matter? What type of legacy am I leaving behind? What type of story? What type of trail am I blazing? What type of human am I? Right? So these are things that I think about. And I want to make sure that whatever impression that I leave, if I end up not being here to see any of my grandchildren when I get older, or to live a full life, I want to make sure that I made the best impression on everyone, because there's just so much more to life than money, than being gaudy, than just having anything of that isn't really valuable. Okay, not in a monetary sense, but in a human sense, be around. Sometimes it's important to be prayerful about how the way you treat people, because you just don't know if they'll be here tomorrow. Someone may look healthy to you and the next day just die. You have to think about that. And I think we as humans get so caught up in like the most menial, tiniest things that we really take everything for granted. So I didn't mean again to get on that wavelength here, but my show is very freestyle like anyway. I mean, I talk about anything and everything. I think this is the first time I've actually been real raw and emotional here. Again, if you think I'm faking it, I don't give a shit. Okay. I really don't, about that portion of your opinion when it comes to my feelings and my thought process, but I genuinely feel like we lose ourselves in sometimes in the world when we don't peel back and really reevaluate what it is that we are donating or giving of ourselves. And granted, I'm not telling anybody to give from an empty cup. If your cup is empty, you need filling, and you need people that are going to fill your cup up. And what I mean by that is, sometimes people get in the lowest planes, right? And there's an opposite effect of that. They get in the lowest planes. Those are the people that need their cup filled until it runs over. You know why? Because once it runs over, we're supposed to pick up the next person. We're supposed to fill up other cups. It's not runneth over and keep. It's runneth over and, you know, supplicate, duplicate, okay, replicate. All right? And I think we've lost that as a society. We've lost that in the familial nucleus. Think about that. Think about how many parents out there are just having kids to just have kids and not really duplicating healthy habits. They're duplicating bad habits because those kids will in turn just have kids to have kids and then they grow up with issues. Like, no one really wants to really take responsibility for their effect of their into their own environments. And your kids are a product of that environment. So you need to really take into an account of all of that. Okay? So although I didn't mean to get this deep today, I did. So just to lighten it up today, I would like to thank you for taking the time to listen to this, I don't know what, 15, 12 minute, I don't know how where it's going to end, but podcast today, all right? And I know a lot of us, our children are starting school this week. I don't know who, if you pray, great. If you don't pray, all right, I pray. So I've been praying and, you know, I just pray like over all the children in this world. I just hope that everybody, you know, is safe. And it's scary that we actually have to think this way when we send our children that we've worked. I mean, I'm talking about those parents that really have tried to have babies or it's been really hard. I mean, and you've got those parents out there that really take that gift for granted. I'm not judging. I'm just, you know, stating facts. It's the truth. You know, you don't know the value of what you have until you couldn't have it. Okay? So, getting back to your why, finding a purpose, it takes time. You're not going to find that overnight. But if you do an evaluation and you really take a look at all the interactions you've had with people, things that people have said to you, things that people have sown into you personally, in what directions, things that people have said that you need to grow, like coaching that you've gotten. It's not a negative thing if someone tells you something that seems negative. You know, you need to just receive the message and grow from it because that's the only way you're going to enforce and imply change in your life and in you. Nothing will change in your life until you change you. And you have to be habit forming. Okay? You have to be habit forming. You have to decide that this is something that I'm going to do, and then you have to put action behind it. You can't just open your mouth, talk, and then that's it. Because that's not how it happens. It starts that way. It starts that way, but it doesn't end or come to truth or fact or alive that way. Okay? So you be blessed. Have an amazing day. And thanks for listening.